Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
Hi there. It's 12:05. I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Coming up at 12:30, a couple of my friends, Paul and Stephanie Faraci, ended up in Vermont, of all places, this weekend for a wedding.
Okay.
And, of course, Vermont is where all of the flooding, major flooding, is occurring. Well, I guess New Jersey as well, but they've got the worst flooding that they've had in 100 years in Vermont.
Right.
And so Paul and Stephanie have been stranded, and apparently they are on their way to Boston to try and catch a flight tonight.
Okay.
And so we're going to check in with them at 12:30 and see how this adventure is going.
Yeah.
A hurricane's coming. Let's fly right into it. Everybody else is heading west and getting the heck out of Dodge, but they're there for a wedding. Anyway, but today is Motivation Monday. It's what we do every Monday at this time because, hey, we got to chase those Monday blues away.
That's right.
And back to join us is Dr. Gail Thone, Ph.D. Gail is a licensed psychologist. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. She has certifications in sports psychology and clinical hypnosis and taught at the University of Minnesota for many years, is now in private practice. And we're going to talk with Gail today about job loss and moving on. Dr. Gail, thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.
It's always good to have you on and to learn some good nuggets of knowledge and wisdom from you. And now you've got CDs that you sell that helps people with these, various issues in life, from quitting smoking to last time we talked about having that intimate relationship that's important to you. This one, job loss and moving on. Now you can find all of those at perfectlypositive.com. And there's a number to call, too, because your website's under construction. You're doing some work. You can leave your email there, or you can call 763-551-1518 for CD order, and we'll run that number by you again here a little bit. But let's get started and talk about this job loss and moving on. You say that it's important to reposition yourself for success. And I think...
Absolutely. You know, thinking about the hurricane and the damage of the storm, many people who thought they had a job on Friday might be thinking about repositioning themselves this morning.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's job loss, there's, you know, possession loss. There's a, you know, there's a lot of things that we can lose in life that are important to us. And how do you turn your mindset away from focusing on the loss and instead focusing on, you know, if recovery or not feeling unsuccessful if you did lose a job?
Well, Mary Lynn, that's the first challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
And really, the answer is quite simple, but we all have to set our minds to it when that happens to us or to our family and friends. People do need to grieve. You know, you and I were talking about this. It is a loss. And it's perfectly appropriate to grieve and be sad and maybe angry, all the things we've learned from the grief literature. But the key is to compartmentalize that and think about using this as an opportunity. I often suggest to people that they have a little catchphrase that reminds them of the great opportunity this is. Things like we heard as children, for every door that closes, a better one can open.
Right.
And that's one that's always motivated a lot of people. You know, there's yin and there's yang. Life is cyclic.
Yeah.
And you do have to pump yourself up. It's not easy. I think we do people a disservice if we don't allow them their little moment of grief and anger, and we need to support them.
Yeah. In fact, I bumped into a good friend of mine over the weekend at the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival, and he recently lost his job after being there for a number of years. Super hard worker. Great guy, great talent, you know, and it's just like, why does it happen? It almost seems, and I think a lot of people have felt this frustration, that you almost, and maybe it's just because of the economy, you're almost punished for being someone who is a veteran in your industry and can actually help your company grow.
You know, that's the truth, but we also have to ground ourselves in the reality if our job is really gone, if we've been sacked,
yeah.
or the job disappears, it's not appropriate to personalize it in many situations. We know that in many situations it's because of the economy. But it's also an opportunity to do some soul searching, right?
Okay. May I ask you a question, though? Because it's hard not to personalize it because you've taken your job so personal all these years and given 110%. So it's really, and usually you get fired because you did something wrong. But, you know, people are getting fired or let go or sacked, like mm-hmm. you said, often when it's not. But yet, how do you let go of that personalization, feeling like it was something you did, trying to figure out why did they do this to me?
I think it is important to try and talk it over with a trusted individual.
Okay.
Maybe that's the person who actually sacked you. Maybe that person loves you, respects you, fought for your job, and would actually, you know, help you understand what happened. But sometimes you need to stay away from toxic people, right? Those
right.
are not the people you want to go for feedback from.
Right.
And it is important to say, what can I do to strengthen my skills this year, this day?
Mm-hmm.
And not look at it as failure, but say, okay, that's the past. I can only go forward now.
Okay.
And how do I reposition myself?
And then just figure out what steps. So really, at this point, and, you know, for some people, industries are dying. So maybe it's just, okay, sit down with a piece of paper, write down your strengths, write down your weaknesses, write down what you want to do, what you're passionate about. Maybe even take some kind of a personality test and just kind of rediscover and see and try to connect the dots.
Oh, Mary Lynn, you're so right. And, of course, I don't want to sound self-serving by saying this is the time to talk to a counselor.
Right.
You know, and there's a difference between going for counseling or a life coach or even someone who's just very wise, a mentor, and do exactly what you said. There are so many new techniques, paper and pencil, we don't want to call them tests, you know, screens,
right. mm-hmm.
that could help us discover some magical thing that's been dormant maybe since we were children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the time to go for it.
And you know, and I think talking with somebody who is a professional like you would be helpful because I think we're all very humble people. And sometimes it's hard, I think, to go digging into what your strengths are. And one thing that it might be good is to actually reach out to your trusted friends and colleagues also and say, hey, what is it you think I'm good at? Because don't you think we have a hard time patting ourselves on the back?
Absolutely. And you're right. It doesn't always have to be a professional. There really is a lot of free, good professional counseling or coaching
mm-hmm.
or mentors in today's society that want to give back.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like you say, a trusted colleague or friend probably sees things in ourselves that we don't even know about.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back. You know, you had mentioned earlier trying to look at this at your loss and to try and see it as an opportunity. So maybe you can give us some techniques on that and a little bit more how to prevent, you know, falling into depression. I know some people they've been looking for work for a while. And so some people really do get depressed and feel frustrated. So maybe you can help with that next. Sound
yes,
good?
Let's take a look at that. And let's acknowledge that people do really reach clinical levels of depression. And I urge them to seek professional help and not be embarrassed about that.
All right. More with Dr. Gail Fohn next. It's 1214 here at Connect FM.